Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, your hostess this morning and president and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber. We take you behind the scenes and introduce you to businesses all over the region. Today is no different. My guest is Ashley Davis, owner of Art of Doors. Welcome, Ashley.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad that we get together and we talk and let everybody know what Art of Doors is. So why don't we begin with you telling our listeners about your background?
Yeah, so I have been in Flagstaff for the past 12 years. I was an NAU graduate. I came out here from the East Coast, so I'm a New York born girl raised in Atlanta, and moved out here, got into NAU and graduated in 2013 and never left.
And a lot of graduates want to stay, so congratulations.
Thank you.
What was it about opening Art of Doors that made you think, this is what I want to do? You're a young lady in a dominantly guys in a lot of times images of guys' businesses, repairing and installing and modifying commercial and residential doors and hardware. I'm proud of you. And how did you decide? Did somebody say, hey, we need this? And you thought, I think I can put this together for our community.
Well, I can't take all the credit because I do run the business with my husband. I am majority owner of the business, but he is the hands for sure. And we were so fortunate to receive the business and carry it on from his former boss.
Good.
So he was a local guy in town, John Winfeld, who is amazing. We love him. We still keep in touch with him, and really took an interest in my husband. And I was able to come on board full time about a year ago and help him run the business. So it's been really great.
And Ashley, I know you're very motivated and you strive to be a leader in the door and hardware industry. What would you say is kind of like the center point of what you do? Because you do the installations, you do repairs, you do maintenance. Is there anything that is like right in the center and people need the most? And do you work with contractors? How does your business come to you?
Yeah, so we work with a lot of general contractors. We are B2B. We're also business to consumer as well. So really anybody who has door needs, we don't do sliding glass doors. We get that a lot. And we don't do
smart. Sliding glass doors either.
Yeah, but we usually can refer somebody if they call for that. But yeah, any type of door repairs for swinging doors, we just want to make sure that it's functioning.
I have been cursed lately by my doors. First, my one garage door wouldn't go up. And then I go, okay, that kind of scares me. I'm going to let it down. And it wanted to go faster than it should have. I go, okay, I'm going to try it one more time. Didn't work. Ends up the spring was broken.
Oh, no.
And I was so glad I didn't use it. And then my outdoor, in and outdoors from a bedroom and the garage, they really take a lot of beating if they're in the sun.
Yeah.
And just the elements in general, they don't last forever, number one. And hardware, it's the atmosphere we're in at 7,000 feet. So I think we all really have to look at the repair and maintenance of our doors. I mean, it's such a statement of your home or your business, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say, coming into the business, I've learned so much about doors and just like the variety and the ways they can break, the things that you need to think about. You talked about your door getting so much sun exposure and wear and tear from that. So like we would recommend doing fiberglass doors in that sense for exterior doors for residential.
I love it. Well, and so you as a local business owner with your husband, you take pride in being obligated to do it right and make it easy for the customer. So let's talk about business to consumer. Who should call you rather than business to business?
Business to consumer, anybody who is looking at renovations, new builds. We do their interior and exterior doors. We can supply them. We don't keep a lot of stuff in stock. A lot of our stuff is ordered specifically for the job. So
we've
had people call us where it's like they can't get their hardware to work. So maybe their door is not latching or, you know, their hinges are off.
Latching.
Whatever. Yeah.
That's another thing. Is that an easy fix for a company like yours? Because I don't think we know how to do the latching.
Yeah, it can be easy. There's a lot of components that can go into it. If your door is not latching, your house could have shifted, which made the frame shift, which will make the door shift. So sometimes you might have to adjust hinges. Sometimes it just might be a weather stripping issue. There's a lot of different issues. So if you give us a call, we can probably troubleshoot it or send somebody else.
So I think this is good timing for us who are listening to think about, is my door doing what it needs to do? And is my entrance to my home looking the way I want it to look? The holidays are coming. I might have some different guests. I might have my employees over or friends. It's really always something that you have to be aware of. And it isn't necessarily a struggle, but seriously, I believe that your door doors make a statement in your environment. And I can imagine the collection that you have to offer everyone.
Yeah, it's really great. I get jealous when people come in and we do quotes. I'm like, oh, I love that door. Oh, man, maybe we can order that door. So I usually kind of like poke and prod my husband and be like, hey, what do you think about it? You think we could do this? Maybe we should change this door out in the house. So
too funny.
Yeah, it's too really funny. Great. I will say, though, this time of year is a really good time to do weather stripping, repair and replacement on doors.
Absolutely.
As well.
And, yeah. You know, we've been blessed in October and November in Flagstaff to have snow and flurries, but along with that, a lot of breeze and or Santa Ana winds during the month of November. So it just really cuts down on the quality of the interior of your home if you let the happening, if your windows aren't working well, or if your doors aren't latching. And I think everybody can give it the old one-time try, but calling Art of Doors can really make your life a lot simpler. And let Ashley look at, or her husband, send out their crew and find out what it is. I want to close with the fact that you guys just moved to a new location. Where are you?
We did. So we just moved across 4th Street. So we are at 2301 East 5th Avenue now.
2301 5th Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And what are your hours?
So we work from 8. We're in our winter hours right now. So we start our days at 8 a.m. And then we usually work until the job is done. But as far as our offices are goes and our administration, we're done by 4:30.
Okay. 8 to 4:30 on 5th Avenue, Art of Doors. Did we forget anything, Ashley?
I don't think so, but I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, I appreciate it. And I just I've always admired the company. And there aren't that many companies that do what you do. You're really single shotting. So that's what makes it such a good outcome, because there's not, I got to worry about this and worry about that. Are there any popular vendors? Are double panes or no panes? I like the idea you said fiberglass doors are probably a good idea in high sun areas. What is just a little piece of advice you'd give before we have to go?
Oh, check your weather stripping, I think.
Okay. Check the weather stripping.
With this time of year, with it getting cold, I think that's really important. Think about where your door is going to be and the use that it's going to get when you're thinking about the types of doors that you're going to get. Like I said, an exterior door, especially up here, fiberglass is going to be really great. There's some really wonderful, though, interior doors. We like to do Natty Alder on a lot of interiors.
And I have those. Yeah, I have a log home
gorgeous.
And I have Natty Alder. They're so pretty.
They're so gorgeous. They stain up so nice.
They make such a statement, and they don't require any maintenance almost, except those latches.
Yeah, they're beautiful. So yeah, I would just think about how you want the door to function is the biggest thing when you're thinking about doors.
All right. Well, Ashley, how do our listeners find you online and or your phone number?
Yeah, you can find us at www.artofdoors.com. It has all of our information there. We are on social media. We are in the process of revamping that right now, but at Art of Doors on Instagram, on X, and on Facebook.
Ashley Davis, owner of Art of Doors. Thank you so much for sharing your time.
Thank you, Julie.
I'm so happy to have this time with you.
Me too.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a really wonderful wrap for Chamber Biz Buzz this time. I'm so glad that you sat in and heard from Ashley Davis and her husband, who own Art of Doors. I'm Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber. I'm signing off for today, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the radio.
You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.